Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья. Начинаем наш воскресный вебинар. Сегодня в студии вместе с нами доктор Михаил Лайтман.
Hello. We're starting our Sunday webinar as usual. In the studio is Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lightman. I am Semyon Vinokur, and we have Sasha Tashayev here as well. Today we are continuing the series about interpretation of parables. It's not so simple, some of these, but we're going to try to scrutinize our path through them, and we will request from Dr. Lightman what to do. There is a very popular parable, a legend about a king and his son, where the king gave his son a sword and a shield. And then the son started asking questions. Maybe as an introduction, you could explain what is a sword and a shield, what is a king and his son, a father and his son in such a parable. Dr. Lightman. The matter is that we have an engagement with the spiritual world, and we should understand that we are entering a new field. A field where our usual sensory organs do not work, and we need to develop them differently. Instead of our five sense organs, sight, smell, touch, hearing, and taste, these five sense organs are our animate organs, like what animals have. And partially the vegetative level, plants also have them, and partially also inanimate objects also have them in our world. However, in the spiritual world, these five organs are completely different. They represent a higher sensation than our desire to feel, to receive pleasure, to enjoy. These are senses of reception that work in an opposite direction, to give pleasure, to fulfill. Therefore, we don't understand them. The entire transition from the feeling of our world to the feeling of the upper world is all in all in that we need to pass through the maksum, as it's called, the barrier. When we take our five bodily senses, which we call bodily, beastly, because they're at the beastly level. It's not a bad word or anything, it's simply a degree. We need to move to another degree, which is beyond the barrier, and there five different sensory organs act, which act according to a different principle, bestowal. It's not how much more I can receive in my eyes, in my ears, in my nose, in my mouth, and in the sense of touch, which is throughout the whole body. But how much I can give of myself, it's the opposite. The more I can give of myself, the more I feel the world outside of myself, meaning all of our senses are built on that in which they give me a feeling of the world inside me, however much this world can enter inside me. And when I start exiting from myself, from my vessels, my senses, then I already start feeling the world that doesn't get disturbances from my feeling. I feel it as it is outside of me, as it is in and of itself. It doesn't need to enter into me. It doesn't need to fulfill me in some way. And I don't feel it in my internality, in my qualities. I feel it outside of myself, as it is. And here, we have a new state, a completely new state. this state is called the attainment of the upper world. It's based on two qualities. On the quality of the masach, the screen, that is rejection from myself, rejection of all reception from myself, and a transition to outside of myself. When I pass outside of myself to the others. So here, this parable can help us somewhat touch this state that a person has inside himself who has crossed that machsom, crossed the barrier. There is an allegory about a king who took it on himself to teach his son tactics of kingship. He showed him the land, his enemies, and his friends, meaning to prepare him for control, for governance, for power. The king also gave his son a sword from his hidden treasures. The sword possessed a wonderful power. When he showed the sword to enemies, they would promptly fall before him as dung on the earth. The king gave his son the sword in order for him to go and conquer many countries, take much spoil, and he succeeded greatly. In other words, the Creator gives us in an allegorical way and also now in a direct way. The Creator gives us some ammunition, some weaponry, a sword with which we can, with the help of the sword, we can exit the boundaries of the small egoistic world of ours and start conquering the upper spiritual world. The king is the creator, and the son of the creator, is us, people, each and every one of us. So what's special about this sword that the king gave to his beloved son? The sword has special qualities, and we'll speak more about them later. It's clear that it's some quality which conquers all the peoples. What does it mean, conquer all the people? Meaning, within the person, the egoistic desires of his, when you exit the boundaries of yourself, and you want to conquer all your qualities so that they will all have qualities of bestowal and love, resembling the Creator, that is considered as you going out to conquer the land and to join them to yourself, meaning to your kingship, to your malchut. In time, the king said to his son, "Now I will go up to the tower and hide myself there. It's as if I don't exist. I'm a king, everyone knows me, everyone's afraid of me, I'm great in power over everyone. And I'll hide myself. And you sit on my throne and lead the whole earth with wisdom and might. So enter the role in my place." And here is also this shield, other than the sword. A shield which until now has been hidden in the kingdom's treasury. No enemy or harm-doer will be able to harm you while this shield is in your possession.
То есть до тех пор, пока ты используешь щит,
meaning,
тебе никто не может причинить зла.
As much as you use that shield, no one can do harm to you. And you, with the help of that sword, can attack everyone and conquer everything. Meaning, a shield and a sword. Certainly, it's discussing our qualities, where with their help, if we receive them correctly from the king as loyal sons to his path, those who yearn to follow his kingship, his malchut, so then we can conquer all of our enemies, those ones who resist us, which are inside of us, not outside of us, meaning our entire ego, with all of its enemy-like qualities, the egoistic qualities. The king took the sword, tied it to the shield and the sword together, gave them to his son, and the king himself went up to the tower and hid there. There's no more king. Nobody sees him. So the king's son, the son remains alone with the shield and the sword. Meaning the Creator is concealed from us. Where is our sword and shield? We don't know. We need it to be explained to us what it is and how can we use them, how can we use that sword and shield, and what do we need to reach, what do we need to attain? Meaning we don't understand, we don't know anything. And what's most important, Bala Sulam writes here, is that the king's son did not know that the sword and the shield were tied to one another. Meaning he cannot use the sword without the shield and the shield without the sword. And since he had no regard at all for the shield, meaning to protect himself from the enemies, he didn't understand why he needed a shield. He didn't think that there was a need for the shield. For the sword, yes. With that he could attack, conquer, and put fear into his enemies. But the shield had no importance in his eyes. Therefore, he did not watch it. Thus, the shield was stolen from him, and with it, the sword. Then the son was left without the sword and without the shield that his father gave him, meaning both of these are weapons, which are really the weapons of the Creator. And he didn't take them into consideration. Meaning that the son of the king was the leader of the land, the ruler of the earth, and he had no sword and shield. Then his enemies immediately became brazen, and his enemies waged war against him until they took him captive.
He
and all his many possessions. With their enemy in their hands, they poured out their vengeance on him and avenged him for all his abuse of them in the days of his father's leadership. Each day they would beat him ferociously. The son was embarrassed before his father because his father's plight hurt him more than his own. Meaning that really he is concerned not because his egoistic qualities cut him up into pieces, but by that he becomes remote from the Creator, his father, because his father gave him two loyal devices, two loyal weapons, tools by which he could advance to conquer the world, to take hold of the whole of creation, to be great just like him, like his father, the king, the Creator. And he lost all that. And other than that, he lost all that, the entire world became conquered by the enemies of his father. He is under their control and he does whatever they want him to do now. And since that thought in that he caused such great sorrow to his father was greater and more sorrowful, and it hurt him more than the individual suffering that he had personally, then this thought became born in him. Where I want to make a sword and I want to make a shield that will be just like the sword and shield that my father gave me. I will make them just as he gave them to me. However, when he prepared them and when he made them from wood, from some material that had no power, like the sword and the shield that he received from his father. Qualities that you couldn't make restrictions of the ego with them, he couldn't rise above the ego with them, he could not conquer his enemies with them. So he still didn't understand completely what he was doing. But he started as if battling with this sword and shield that he made out of wood. And what's most important is that he called his father, "Be proud of me, for a wise son makes a father glad." It doesn't matter how he was trying to battle there. He was overcoming and anyway, he was trying to appease his father, and he was yelling, "Now I am afraid of nothing, and who can fight me when I have my sword and my shield in my hand?" Meaning that he did fraudulence to himself, he lied to himself, where he, as if himself, is capable to make a correction upon himself, to make a restriction upon himself, to bring himself to the quality of bestowal, where he is as if independent and doesn't need to request all that from the Creator to have those special qualities, that he's capable of doing it by himself. In the end, he didn't succeed. Didn't work out for him. And the more that he boasted, then the more his enemies beat and hurt him, stones and sticks landing on his head and blood running down his face. In short, he was getting beaten. And all the while, he tried to keep upright, proudly like a hero, to show his father that now he's afraid of nothing. But at this point, the allegory ends. This allegory tells us that we're incapable of doing anything by ourselves. We need to request everything from the Creator. And what we receive from Him, we need to protect that. It's the quality of the tzimtzum, the restriction, and the quality of bestowal that we can receive. To restrict the ego and above the ego, establish the or revive the quality of bestowal. And then the more we do that, then the more we can equalize with the Creator. That's, in essence, what I wanted to explain to you. Tbilisi. Question. Hello, Rav. Do you hear us? Dr. Leitman. Yes, Gier, I hear you and see you. Question. A new question from a new friend. There's many new people here, people who are interested in Kabbalah, very interested. How is it correct to receive the sword and shield from the Creator, or what is the correct reception? Dr. Leitman, The correct perception is that of the sword and shield is only if I am in a group. Together we connect. It doesn't matter how many people are sitting there, whether it's five or six. It doesn't matter how many. If you will want, you will be able together to request from the Creator, and then you will certainly start receiving that power from the Creator, which will shut your ego into this one. That is your ego. Ego. And you, how many people are you? Five, six people, you gather together.
Так называемое сокращение делаете, цимцум.
You gather, you accumulate your ego, you make a restriction, as it's called, and you connect among yourselves. After that restriction, you start connecting between you.
Когда вы закончили все эти соединения между собой,
when you finish all these connections among yourselves, then you, in that network,
в мере того, как вы начинаете в соединении в этом друг другу отдавать,
to the extent you start bestowing to each other in that network, to the extent that you want to fulfill each other, to the extent that each one exits yourself into this space to be between yourselves, each and every one of you exit into that space, then you here start feeling this common force, this collective force that is there, but beforehand it was concealed, and that collective force is the Creator. That is all. That is the entire method. That's why we need each and every one to perform a restriction upon themselves. Each and every one needs to perform that restriction upon themselves. I shut my ego off and don't let it explode in myself. And all of my egoistic qualities, I battle them so that they don't conquer me. And then I'm capable above them to be connected to others. So it turns out that instead of the ego, which is called the Pharaoh, we create here and discover here the Creator. One replaces the other. That is how we work. Ростов. Гия, do you have another question? Ask. Question. Yes, another question. A question from a lady here, a new student. What is this pleasure that the wisdom of Kabbalah promises to us? Certainly it's a question of a very new student. Dr. Leitman. I'll tell you. To imagine pleasures that the wisdom of Kabbalah gives us, it's very hard to do so. The matter is, all the pleasures that we receive in our world are like 1 gram of pleasure against millions of tons of pleasure that the wisdom of Kabbalah gives us. Why? Since we are limited, we have a limitation on the amount we can eat, sleep, rest, enjoy from something. Each one has his own limited final form, even within this life, because each and every one is built upon a will to receive within themselves, a desire to receive within themselves. The wisdom of Kabbalah brings us out to a world of bestowal, a world outside of ourselves, a world of love outside ourselves. A world of unlimited sensations. Therefore, we're not even capable of measuring what the wisdom of Kabbalah gives us. It's so difficult to depict those qualities and dimensions, first you start seeing why you're alive. How is this life built, constructed? Where it's leading? What happens to us before we're born in this world? What happens to us after we exit this world? Because nothing disappears. It's all a flow of the same existence. Simply, your eyes open. You're not like blind people. You're not like animals. You look at animals, they simply live. So are we. We simply live, and we have nothing more than that. And all of a sudden, there reveals in you this very clear and healthy approach to life reveals to you. That's what the wisdom of Kabbalah brings us. Gia, thank you very much. Rostov, question. Hello, I wanted to ask, the allegory says that we broke, we entered the breakage of the ego, and we want to exit here. We have a 10, we want to do something, but all our 10s are like the swords and shields made of wood. What should we do in order not to receive these vessels, these tools made of wood, but to actually get the help of the Creator? Meaning, whereas if doing something in the 10, we're succeeding with something, but something's lacking. Dr. Leitman, two conditions are lacking here. The first condition, is that there will be a group. A group of at least a few people. 3, 4, 5, it doesn't matter how many there are, but that it's a group. According to those principles that Rabash writes about the group. We have those translated into many languages. We have translated them and made them available, published them online for free. Secondly, that you need to gather in this group as it's drawn here. And from this inner state of yours, when you're connected together, from that you will request the Creator to reveal to you here. And the revelation of the Creator is called the revelation of the force of bestowal and love, the common force of bestowal and love. That is the Creator, the force of bestowal and love, a field that connects between everyone. And He reveals according to our equivalence of form through our connection. So that's what we request. We request from the Creator to reveal Himself between us. Meaning, first of all, it's the group. The second element is connection. And the third is the request.
Вот так это должно происходить.
That's how it needs to carry out. Okay, each one in these degrees in and of itself, there's also sub-degrees, but in general, that's what you need to do. St. Petersburg.
Peter. Каким образом пять духовных органов раскрываются в 10?
Dr. Leitman. How do these five spiritual senses develop to 10, Dr. Leitman? Because one of them is built of 6. Don't feel ashamed. St. Petersburg. Sorry, that wasn't my question. My question was, how does that reveal in the 10? Dr. Leitman, Keter Chochma Bina Ziranpin and Malchut. Ziranpin is built of 6 senses. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach Hod, Yesod. Ziranpin is comprised of that. And we have 1, 2, 3, then 6, right? And another 1. Sorry, I won't write it this way. I will write it like this. 1, 1, 1, 6, and 1. All in all, 10.
Уточнил вопрос, как пять органов чувств раскрываются в десятке.
Such a question. How do these six spiritual qualities reveal in the 10? Dr. Leitman, oh, in the 10, way to go. These six spiritual senses reveal such that each friend in the 10 fields all those spiritual senses, because you represent one whole in the spiritual, like one body. This is your body or soul. And it turns out that all of you have a single soul, and all of us in the world have a single soul. This entire structure is called a soul, or Adam. Doesn't matter how you call it, a spiritual body, meaning you reveal in this spiritual body 5 senses, which are called Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut.
Девушка твоя еще хочет что-то спросить. Ну, спроси за нее.
Почему...
Your friend wants to ask another question, so ask for her. Question. Why do these spiritual senses in our world, they're exactly the way they are? Sight, hearing, taste, etc. Dr. Leitman, no, we call them hearing, touch, taste, touch, and sight, our five senses. In the spiritual world, they're called this way according to equivalence, because certainly there are no ears, nose, mouth, eyes in spirituality, but there's desires that are all directed at a certain form, with a certain kind of reception, a certain feeling of a certain quality of the Creator, and therefore we call them according to the qualities of this world, according to a person in this world, because a person in this world is as if the lowest possible degree of the soul. The entire soul is in the spiritual world.
Есть в ней желания. Вот желание, которое...
There is no bodily senses there. There are desires. Desires directed at either Chokhmah, wisdom, or Chasadim, mercy, and all kinds of such perceptions which are considered in the soul as eyes, ears, mouth, taste. And we are below. Our bodies have no equivalence with that. You will all learn that in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and you will see how these spiritual qualities gradually descend to our world, and in the matter of our world, they become an imprint. And they are an imprint of these qualities, and we're a result of those qualities. Question from Vilnius. Good afternoon. I wanted to ask about the king and the son. In the beginning, the king says that he has enemies. In parallel, he gives the son a weapon without teaching the son how to use the weaponry, and the son uses that. So the king, what does the king teach him? Why doesn't he not give him some initial lessons of how to battle the enemies, because he knows that he will have all these enemies fighting against him? Dr. Leitman, you don't feel yourself in this world that you were just thrown here, and you exist here without knowing why and how you got here and why you're alive here, and suddenly you come and you're told about this Kabbalah thing that tells you about how to reach the upper world, and you don't know why you live, etc. And you're really so lost, and you don't know anything about your state. First and foremost, that is our state in this world. So let us determine, firstly, that we are in that state. Another question: why have we been put in such a state? Where we want to put ourselves, we don't know where and why we exist, and we exist as if like beasts, like animals. We evolve over thousands and thousands of years like animals until we start reaching the human degree. And when we start reaching that human degree, we also develop a few thousands of years until these humans within them, something starts developing where it starts asking, why am I alive? What's the meaning of life? What's happening to me before birth, after death? Why have I been given such a life, etc.? Really, dozens of thousands of years pass before we even start thinking about such a question, because in each generation the ego develops in us. And it gradually starts developing us, and we already start thinking, what do we need all that for? Do we really need all that? There are many questions here, where upon them it's not so easy to find answers. Why isn't that answer given to us from the beginning? That is your question, really. In order for you to search for it, firstly. And firstly, in order to start recognizing your question. Your question, is it answerable or not? Yes. There are many, many, many more years. Where that question that you have will really develop even more, and then from that question you'll get the real answer. Another question. The ten. Does that also receive the sword and the shield? Dr. Leitman. Certainly. That is the whole aim for when people gather in a ten. Because without the ten, as individuals, you cannot acquire that. The Kabbalah speaks about a group as one. Otherwise, you cannot come to annul yourself one before the other. And somewhat start equalizing in form with the Creator. You understand that? Thank you. We have Moscow with a question. Please.
Можно ли надеяться на получение щита и меча?
Dr. Leitman, can we hope to get a sword and a shield? In the realization of the condition of connection, in strengthening the quality of spirituality like rachamim, like mercy, can that be the basis for our work in connection? As efforts in connection, can we make efforts in connection without that quality? It's not really clear to me. Can the quality of chasadim, the quality of mercy, be there? Dr. Leitman, I understand you, but you're just not asking the question correctly. Question. I'm asking whether that can be that determining moment in coming to that connection. Dr. Leitman, where would you take that quality of chasadim, that quality of mercy? Question. But that quality is clearer than the efforts of connection. Dr. Leitman, and I don't understand it. Where could it be, that quality of mercy? Question. As a like a good heart, like that good quality of mercy. Dr. Leitman, where do you get a good heart from? Question. In relation to friends, towards the upper world. Dr. Leitman, where do you find that without connection, without turning to the Creator, without receiving from Him that quality of mercy? What, it's on the floor somewhere and you can pick it up? In our world, there's no such thing. In our world, all the qualities are egoistic. You're talking about rachamim, hasadim, mercy. Those are not qualities of our world. We name all kinds of egoistic qualities of ours that way, that we cover, and we understand that very well, that they're egoistic qualities. Question, the efforts for connection, what is the main thing there? What should we emphasize? Dr. Leitman, should emphasize the connection, and by that to connect in order to reveal the Creator. Through the connection, we'll start feeling, understanding, and requesting all the other qualities and forces of the vessels, and we need even more connections. And when we reveal even more connection, but first and foremost, we request for the connection. Question, through a game? Dr. Lippman, through a game, speak directly into the microphone, please. Question, through a game? Dr. Lippman, yes, through a game. Let us continue. Краснодар.
Добрый день. Скажите, пожалуйста, вот из притчи следует, что у сына украден подарок отца, щит и меч. А кто украл? И возможно ли его вернуть? Каким образом?
Творец все так.
Who stole the sword and shield from the king's son? And how can you get them back? Dr. Lippman, the king himself arranged that for the sword and shield to be stolen from the son.
Для чего? Для того, чтобы сын.
Why? In order that the son will understand on himself, on his own flesh, what does it mean to lose the gift of the king, not to appreciate his father, and that he needs to return it to himself. And how can he return it to himself? That's what he needs to become rewarded with on his own blood. And that's not simple, but only then can he appreciate it. Until then, we don't appreciate it. You need to lose it one time, understand what it is to be without what you had, and however much you can't be without that, and only then can you start appreciating it. That's how it works out. Новосибирск.
Приветствую. Такой вопрос. Вот две силы.
Hello, everyone. Question. Two forces, the force of reception and the force of bestowal, the good and the bad. If all that is the Creator, then who is perceiving and receiving those two forces, or is it something eternal, without limits? Dr. Lippman, I'll tell you. I wrote about that today on Twitter, on that in which there are 4 degrees. There's a popular article in Shamati about that. How a person is in his 4 degrees of development, the still, the vegetative, the animate, and the speaking. It speaks there about how a person develops from his natural quality. We call that quality ego. It's not the quality of the human, it's the quality of the Creator. The Creator gives us that quality. He created us in that quality. That's what's written. I created the evil inclination. I created the ego. And we need to invert that quality to its opposite, to bestowal and love. The egoistic quality comes from the Creator. Where does the quality of bestowal come from? The quality that comes from the creation. Only the ego comes to us without us requesting it from the Creator, and He develops that. And altruism develops if we demand it. And our entire work becomes concluded in that above the ego that the Creator constantly grows in us, we need to constantly request from Him through the group and through our work in the group to turn to Him, that He will give that to us, that He will balance our ego with altruism. And then we can work to go as if on 2 legs. And then we understand and feel the entire of creation, all the worlds above time and place. So two qualities come out of the Creator. One is the force of the Creator Himself, which is the force of bestowal and love. And the other force is the force that is an upshot, that is born from zero, from nothing, which is called the egoistic force.
Dnieper.
Dnieper.
Вначале все было ясно, все шло ровно.
Нет, question. In the beginning everything was clear.
Смешал, что решение меняется.
But then the creator confused everything. Now decisions are changing at every moment. Big decisions in life, they're changing all the time. What's going on here? Dr. Leitman, look, organizing that isn't so difficult. All in all, you have two forces, the force of reception and the force of bestowal, and you are between them. Let us try to draw this. Here, from above, we have the Creator. And below, we have the creation. How are you called?
Anton.
Anton.
Anton. Вот. И теперь сверху вниз на тебя действует.
So now, from above downward, the Creator bestows to you, right? Bestows with the positive force. And bestows with the negative force.
Отрицательная сила в тебе изначально есть.
The negative force you have from the beginning that exists, that's your ego. The ego that's close and precious to you, that you know, it always pushes you to eat, to sleep, to drink beer, to crawl around. You know that? Yeah. So we understand each other. And the Creator too, you understand Him. At least according to this left line here, you understand the Creator. And according to the right line, you don't. Here, the Creator concealed that right line from you. And they beat you and beat you. It's quite complicated. This ego, this poor Anton here, this helpless Anton, he has nowhere to escape. He even comes to us to listen from us how to escape from this ego. And here they recommend to Anton, Anton, dear Anton, you know, there's another quality here that you can receive from the Creator, which is called the quality of bestowal. Yeah? This is the quality of reception, to receive. And this is the quality to give, to bestow.
Вот если ты научишься.
So if you learn.
Вот это очень как-то неожиданно. Вместо того, чтобы наслаждаться от получения.
It's very unexpected. Instead of enjoying from reception that you enjoy from bestowal, then you'll have no more problems, no problems at all. Imagine to yourself. Like a mother and her baby. How she wants to give him everything and to play with him and to feed him all the time and to treat him all the time. She feels pleasure from that. She doesn't need anything else. Just let her have another opportunity to engage with her baby more and more. You understand that? Yes, thank you very much. I will listen to your answer many more times. Dr. Leitman, in short, we need to do one thing. To attain a state where we are capable of bestowing, to give of ourselves everything, and together with that, enjoy from that bestowal, and then we'll have no more problems. All in all. Therefore, this entire wisdom is quite complicated. Therefore, it's called the secret wisdom or the hidden wisdom because you cannot understand it in the beginning, but it is able to be done, that you will enjoy from bestowal. The moment you start bestowing, you'll start feeling not yourself inside yourself. Here, this is you, me. Right? I won't feel what's happening inside myself, but I'll start feeling what's happening outside of myself. And outside of myself is the upper world. We don't feel it at all. It's eternal and whole. And we are as if in this klipa, in this shell, we're isolated from him. So our entire problem becomes summarized in acquiring the quality to bestow. And then we can start feeling that upper world. Not myself, but the upper world.
Постепенно-постепенно мы привыкаем к этой идее. Об этом говорят многие.
We gradually get used to this idea.
Все религии, все духовные практики. Что-то
many religions talk about that, many spiritual practices speak about this. They all speak about that in which, if there is spirituality, it exists outside of the person, outside of myself. That's what we need to reach such a state. It's not hard. We just need to, in a precise way, grasp onto the method and then follow it, and we are close to it. We're close to it. What else do we have? St. Petersburg, we had. I remember that redhead. What else do we have? Plovdiv. Please, Plovdiv. Hello, Dr. Leitman. Hello. Question. What do we pay in order to reach the quality of bestowal, in order to reveal the Creator? What do we pay? Dr. Leitman, we pay with our patience and with a very great effort. We pay with our powers, with our strengths. It's not so simple. You're asking a very good question, because everything in our world is not just given to us for free. Especially spiritual fulfillment and the revelation of the upper world. How could that be?
Занимаемся в течение долгого времени, и самое главное, это настолько...
Only if we learn over a long period of time. And the main thing is targeting through the group. If you grab onto a group and you direct your consciousness through it to the upper world, so then you will go very fast in that direction. Днепра already asked a question. We started in Tbilisi. So if we started in Tbilisi, so let us return to Tbilisi. Gia, please. We don't hear you. Now we do hear you. Question. What should we do in order not to lose the sword and shield? And also, how do we use the Book of Guidance? What should we do in order not to lose the sword and shield? Dr. Leitman, come to the lesson every day, be in all the lessons, gather together with the friends, discuss how we make ourselves closer to each other each and every day, spiritually speaking, not in an earthly way. How do we gather together in order to turn to the Creator? We gather our desires, our thoughts, and as such, from one day to the next, we turn to the Creator more and more. That's all. Now we have, where are the questions, where are the groups with questions? Novosibirsk.
Question.
The sword and shield made of wood, what's that? Dr. Leitman, the sword and shield made of wood is the restriction and Or Chozer. The Tzimtzum and Or Chozer, restriction and reflected light. That's the qualities that go from my ego outwardly and go to the quality of bestowal. That is the sword. Rostov, we haven't heard from them for a while. Question.
В основе просьбы вот десятка, когда обращается к Творцу, что лежит?
In the foundation of the request with which a ten turns to the Creator, in the foundation of that request, the deficiency or the greatness of the Creator, what's more important? Dr. Leitman, greatness of the Creator will direct you directly to the goal. St. Petersburg, the redhead.
Как обращаться с мечом, чтобы не ранить заложников?
Dr. Leitman.
Не понял, как?
Как с мечом справляться, чтобы не ранить заложников?
How should we
Костя, что ты сказал второе?
Touch the...
Как справиться со страхом взять меч в руки?
Страх взять меч в руки.
Меч, он не убивает.
How should we touch the sword in order to not лose the hostages, and how should we use the shield correctly? Dr. Leitman, the sword doesn't kill. In the spiritual world, you don't kill anything. You only correct. Our entire work concludes in our correction, the correction of ourselves.
Ты никого не убьешь. Ты ничего не можешь сделать. Все наши свойства внутренние, твои враги.
You shouldn't have anything to be afraid of. All your enemies that are constantly attacking you, they don't disappear, they don't go anywhere. They simply become conquered by you. They surrender to you. And then you can continue working with them correctly. They turn into your supporters, your helpers. That means conquering. You take all your negative egoistic qualities and you invert them into positive ones. And they know how to work because they used to be your egoistic qualities. We have a few minutes remaining. Krasnodar. Question. So why is that woman so sad in the corner of the table? Question. Say, the Krasnodar group is in its embryonic stage, you could say. How can we direct this group so that we will really get an intention toward the upper spiritual world? How can we guide the group there? Dr. Leitman, if you gather so that there is balance in the group, that there are no distortions and there is this oneness in the group, so then in the center of that one whole, you will start feeling the Creator. That's exactly what I drew here. So you will start feeling that inside the ego itself, that it will be connected correctly, closed correctly, so then it will turn into your best helper, your best support. It will invert into help. As such, no bad has been created in the world. It all depends on how we use it. Now, Almaty. Almaty. Question. The sword and shield, it's the right line and left line. If that's the case, what's bestowal and reception? What's the sword and what's the shield in that situation? Dr. Leitman. Partially, you're correct. You always ask such smart questions that I don't know what to answer. That's on one hand. On the other hand, it's not the most important thing. Again, the shield, in general, is the tzimtzum, the restriction, the work with your desires. And the sword is when you invert those egoistic desires into altruistic ones, and with that you beat your enemies. Beating your enemies means that they will work instead of for reception, for bestowal. Friends, to your success, let us... We still have another minute. So let us finish with Tbilisi. Gia, question?
Еще один вопрос такой.
Another question.
Что является основным в учебе? Что основное в нашей учебе?
What's the primary thing in our study? Dr. Leitman, in any case, first and foremost, it is to be in lessons every day. What most of you do, that is needed. Other than that, it's simply a necessary condition, but it's still not enough. A necessary condition plus being enough is enough connection in the group, that the group will be as one man. one Adam, one Adam, where internally, in a heart-to-heart way, they will try to be connected in that mutual heart, try to reveal the Creator. And if they're incapable of that, to request from the Creator to connect them. And we need nothing more than that. Look, you have four or five there, and that's how it is in each and every group, even two. It doesn't matter. Request that between your hearts, the Creator will become revealed. I wish for you wonderful success in that, and I really want that to happen to you. We, together, we will reach that. Be healthy, all of you. Success in your individual lives, in everything. I embrace you, and let us meet next Sunday. Semyon, another thing I want to add. We see how many questions there are in the chat. Today we gave preference to the groups because there were many questions in the groups, but we promise that in the next lesson we will start from the chats. Dr. Leitman, we'll start from the chats, right in the chats, and then we will filter them until then, and we will start from them. And Yosh Karola didn't ask even one question today. See you later, everyone. Bye.